Madame Pomfrey wasn't at all pleased. "You should have come straight to me," she raged, holding up the sad, limp reminder of what half an hour before had been a working arm. "I can mend bones in a second, but growing them back..." "You will be able to, won't you?" said Harry desperately. "I'll be able to, certainly, but it will be painful," said Madame Pomfrey grimly, throwing Harry a pair of pajamas. "You'll have to stay the night." Hermione waited outside the curtain drawn around Harry's bed while Ron helped him into his pajamas. It took a while to stuff the rubbery, boneless arm into a sleeve. "How can you stick up for Lockhart now, Hermione, eh?" Ron called through the curtain as he pulled Harry's limp fingers through the cuff. If Harry had wanted deboning, he would have asked.
"Anyone can make a mistake," said Hermione, "and it doesn't hurt anymore, does it, Harry?"
"No," said Harry, getting into bed, "but it doesn't do anything else either." As he swung himself onto the bed, his arm flapped pointlessly. Hermione and Madame Pomfrey came around the curtain. Madame Pomfrey was holding a large bottle of something labelled Skellagro.
"You're in for a rough night," she said, pouring out a steaming beakerful and handing it to him. "Regrowing bones is a nasty business."
So was taking the Skellagro. It burnt Harry's mouth and throat as it went down, making him cough and splutter. Still tut-tutting about dangerous sports and inept teachers, Madame Pomfrey retreated, leaving Ron and Hermione to help Harry gulp down some water.
"We won, though," said Ron, a grin breaking across his face.
"That was some catch you made. Malfoy's face, he looked ready to kill.
I want to know how he fixed that bludger," said Hermione darkly.
"We can add that to the list of questions we'll ask him when we've taken the polyjuice potion," said Harry, sinking back onto his pillows. "I hope it tastes better than this stuff."
"If it's got bits of Slytherins in it, you've got to be joking," said Ron.
The door of the hospital wing burst open at that moment. Filthy and soaking wet, the rest of the Gryffindor team had arrived to see Harry.
"Unbelievable flying, Harry," said George. "I've just seen Marcus Flint yelling at Malfoy. Something about having the snitch on top of his head and not noticing. Malfoy didn't seem too happy."
They had bought cakes, sweets, and bottles of pumpkin juice. They gathered around Harry's bed and were just getting started on what promised to be a good party when Madame Pomfrey came storming over, shouting,
"This boy needs rest. He's got 33 bones to regrow. Out! Out!"
And Harry was left alone, with nothing to distract him from the stabbing pains in his limp arm.